This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 534, The Best and Less Than Best Motivations for Learning by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Sunday and welcome to the podcast where I simply read blogs to you for free, like a gigantic ongoing audiobook with a bunch of different authors. Today features Leo Babauta of Zen Habits, and we're now really close to the end of the month, which means it's time for another book giveaway. I give away at least one every month to a random person on my mailing list, and usually in our Facebook group too. To be part of the drawings, make sure you're on the weekly newsletter mailing list at oldpodcast.com. And for bonus raffles, the Facebook group at oldpodcast.com/Facebook. I'll give you a quick reminder at the end of the show. So for now, let's hear from Leo as we optimize your life. The Best and Less Than Best Motivations for Learning by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. We all go through dips in motivation sometimes. The key is to figure out a better motivator and adjust your plan. Today, I'd like to talk about a few common motivations that don't work that well, and then share what I've found to be the best motivations for learning, ones that keep you going strong even after a month or two. Let's start with some less than best motivations. Number one, a big goal. People are often very motivated in the beginning of any challenge by setting a big goal for themselves, and there's nothing wrong with this at all. However, I found that without other motivation, you can lose steam after a week or two. Why? Because you don't achieve the big goal in a week or two. And in fact, if it's a long ways away, after a couple of weeks, you might not be much closer. So go ahead and set a big goal, but have something else that will motivate you in the short term. Number two, wanting to make quick progress. This is something I've experienced, and I'm not alone. We want to make a lot of progress in a short amount of time, and it can be frustrating and disappointing when we don't make the quick progress we like. The truth is that any real progress takes time. And while you might get a quick spurt of learning done here and there, most often it comes with dedication and months of work. That said, if you have realistic expectations, seeing yourself make modest progress can be very motivating. Number three, it sounds nice. Lots of times we take on a challenge because we think it'd be cool to complete it. I think it'd be cool to be able to do some amazing magic tricks, for example. But in the end, I'm not that motivated to put in the hard work required to do some really skilled magic tricks. That takes hours and hours of practice, weeks and weeks even, and I don't care that much about it. I just think it would be cool. If you don't care that much about the learning goal, you'll quit when things get hard. Number four, creating your ideal self. Often we have a list of things we like to learn or improve because we want to reach an ideal we have for ourselves. We want to be fit, healthy, mindful, talented, multilingual, accomplished, and more. And while there's nothing wrong with having these ideals, the truth is that you lose motivation after a week or two if this is your primary driver. Why? Because at some point you stop caring about the ideal. You feel that it's not worth the effort. You're already pretty cool as you are without needing to improve. Okay, so these common motivators don't work so well, but what does work? Let's talk about the things I've found to be good long-term motivators. The best motivations. These five things are great motivators that can last beyond a week or two, in my experience. Number one, curiosity. This is my favorite motivator. When I take on a new learning challenge, it works best if I'm genuinely curious about something. If something is mildly interesting to me, I probably won't stick with it for long. But if I want to go deeper and deeper and learn everything I can about something, I will stick with it. So try to examine how much curiosity you have for the thing you're learning. You can spark the curiosity sometimes, but other times it's better to scrap what you're learning and find something that really gets you curious. Number two, exploring something new. For me, it's often not about accomplishing something cool or reaching some ideal or goal, and more about exploring. This is obviously very related to curiosity, but for me, allowing myself to explore in a less disciplined way is often the more sustainable method of learning. I let myself play, let my curiosity lead me, let the discovery be the goal. Try loosening up on your learning and allow yourself to have fun discovering. Number three, doing it with someone else. I love this method. Often I'll take on a challenge with Eva or a friend or one of my kids. It's fun doing something with someone else, and often if one person loses motivation, the other person will help keep you both on track. I also am very motivated by wanting to help the other person, and while doing something for myself is also a great goal, doing it for someone else helps a lot. Number 4, caring deeply about it. As I mentioned earlier, we sometimes don't care that much about creating an ideal self or reaching big long-term goals. So what do we care about? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. And if you have an answer, that's a great thing to devote yourself to learning. If you don't have an answer, then devote yourself to exploring that question by learning different things. Number 5, to prove that you can take on difficult things. For years, I quit when the learning got difficult, but that's when real learning happens, when things are difficult and you push through, when you are failing and wanting to quit. We learn by pushing ourselves into uncomfortable areas, and if we always quit, we'll never get very deep into anything. So my best motivation recently is to prove to myself that I can stick to difficult learning challenges. So far, I am proving myself right. You just listened to the post titled The Best and Less Than Best Motivations for Learning by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'll keep this ending nice and minimal for you. But a quick reminder that I'm giving away a book in 4 days, so make sure you're on my mailing list at oldpodcast.com to be in that, and in the Facebook group for bonus raffles. The shortcut link is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. That's it for today. Told you I'd keep it short. Have a happy Sunday. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow, most likely for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.